Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Special guest and a big expose on one of the big globalist hoaxes coming up, that it's the law, you've got to be vaccinated. They're now sending the police after folks. We'll talk to this Pennsylvania mother coming up. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Tim in Nevada, then Gus, Jay, Michael. We'll get to everybody today. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I live in Reno, Nevada. I deal poker. It's amazing how many people I deal with that are just complete fluoride heads, have no idea what's going on.
Well, no, they are chemical warfare victims. I mean, we're not joking about that. People say, how did we go from being land of the free, home of the brave, to being so domesticated? Because they jack the food and water.
Well, I go to work yesterday. They owe me a few bucks, and I work for a black man who's my boss. And, Tim, why don't you sit in the game and, you know, help us get this game going? So I sit down and play poker. And they love CNN. They love it there at my job. So they're watching, and my boss looks up at the TV, and it goes, 40% of the people in prison are black. And he says this out loud, and that's just one of my pet peeves about that. And I just go off. I just say, you know they fly the drugs to the country, the CIA does. And you know that is to get poor people addicted to the drugs so they can lock them up in privately owned prisons so they can get through, I don't know, I heard it was $300 a day for each prisoner in prison, and have you do slave labor for 25 cents an hour that they'd have to pay somebody $15 on the outside to do. And he looked at me like I was an alien, like, you never heard this before.
Oh, I know. People love to get obsessed over, like, petty race stuff, how somebody looks at them or a name, when meanwhile, the system, it's been proven, if you're black and caught with drugs, generally you serve 10 times more sentence than if you're white. And Ron Paul brings that up. But again, black leaders won't talk about that. Or because, again, the people peddling all this race stuff and acting like they're liberal, they're distracting, quote, minorities with the real issues. The real discrimination is mega banks robbing us all with most of our tax money going now to banker bailouts. I mean, isn't that discriminatory? Or no-bid contracts, you know, going to these mega corporations and not going to small businesses? Isn't that discrimination? But it's like people can't notice the real discrimination going on. It's all got to be about race. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, I wear my 9/11 shirt. You know, I like to play poker maybe once a week around town. And I wear my 9/11 shirt around town. And nobody ever wants to engage you intellectually on a debate. They just want to mock you and make fun of you. And that's why, I mean, you guys are so great at waking people up. I personally have given up on those kind of people. I can't talk to them.
Well, look, about half the population is in a zombie mode, and you're not going to get to them. But you will run into people out there that I'd imagine if you're wearing a 9/11 inside job shirt, I'd imagine on the street and at supermarkets and stuff, you run into people that agree with you, haven't you?
Oh, I have. And I've also, you know, I work, you know, there's a few people that I've actually, you know, helped waken up, and they come to me and they're excited, you know, say, hey, Tim, did you hear about this or hear about that? And that's great. And I love that. But it's the people who, you know, have their heads buried in their cell phone playing Angry Birds, and all they want to do is mock you because you're trying to tell them that.
You have to understand, they're in a trance, because I've run into those people, and when they're men, they're always very unmale, very, very soft, and they smile at you with a twinkle like it's cute that they don't care, and it's cute that they're into being slaves, and it's cute that they're hubris-filled and arrogant. And now there's this move to be slovenly and wear pajamas to the store and just have no respect for yourself. And look, it's a society on the verge of collapse. It always happens. Decadence, slimy behavior, crime. It's always an indicator of a society about to collapse. And we're here just trying to get dug in and ready for it, because in the collapse, you think people are waking up now. When it gets a lot worse, I mean, people are going to be listening to us more than ever. So we've got to get out as much info as we can today. We'll be right back with our special guest.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next 35 minutes or so, we are joined by a mother, a professional woman in Pennsylvania, who has been to the pediatrician many times, but took her daughter, 2.5 years old, to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician for an hour pressured her to give her all these vaccines. And there's new ones all the time that they're coming out with and trying to mandate. Mandate means we push it on you, not that it's the law. But now, for the first time ever, we can pull articles up on this later, California did pass the law last year that they give your child vaccines without your consent. Now, they claim the child can give consent now. Well, if children could do that, there wouldn't be statutory rape. They're saying they'll give 11-year-old shots in California. And this is the new model. Oh, you're 11? You want an abortion? Sure, mommy doesn't need to know. You want a shot? Now, if you want to go to the zoo on a field trip, you got to get this letter signed. But if you want us to do a medical procedure, well, then don't tell mommy. This is the state trying to destroy parents' control. Now, I want to go to a few video clips before we go to Rachel Garman, our guest who joins us via video Skype. For radio listeners, you can go watch the video if you'd like archived. At prisonplanet.tv, but we're going to go to her here in a few minutes. But I thought I would just show you a newscast from about 6 months ago. This is about 2 months before they finally signed the law saying we will shoot your kid up with whatever the vaccine company lobbies government to try to force on you without you knowing. And we also have the news reports where now the Centers for Disease Control and Department of Health, federally, Health and Human Services, is going door to door all over the country, but first mailing letters saying, tell us about your child's vaccines. Then you report on yourself, which is a violation of your Fifth Amendment, and then they show up. But Rachel's case is important because she had been gone out of town this weekend. She was there last Friday. And twice the state police came to her house and left a note on the door. We have that note, but we're busy right now blacking out the state troopers' names and things. She wants to be nice to them. And we have the doctor's name. We have the doctor's voicemail back to her, because when she called him and said, why are the police coming to my house? The doctor called back and said, I don't know what you're talking about, honey. You know, every time they do something like this, they always want to act like they haven't done anything to you. So they're now running a hoax coast to coast. And here's what I'm exposing. That it's the law you got to take vaccines. We're going to show you some of these news clips in a moment. But every year here in Austin, and when I'm traveling in August in other cities, I see the exact same newscast. It's the law. You'll go to jail if you aren't vaccinated. And I had the Maryland state attorney on like 5-6 years ago. This was on CNN. Showed darking police dogs and checkpoints and the families, thousands of children brought to the park by the courthouse to be forcibly inoculated, and people crying, I don't want it. The parents believed it was the law. And I got the state attorney on, and I said, it's the law that you're saying it's a regulation and a mandate. She'll kick them out of school if they haven't had it, but you really can't order them to take the vaccine because that's not the law. You're just misapplying truancy laws and kicking them out and then triggering criminal penalties fraudulently. And he said, boy, you ought to be a lawyer. You're absolutely right. My kids don't take it. And started laughing. Like it's cute to manipulate the public. Like it's cute to falsely threaten to charge people. They do take children for not being vaccinated, even though there's no law. They do arrest parents who don't vaccinate. The parents don't know. They can't kick your child out for something that isn't the law when they know there's a regulation, there's a waiver to it. And then they kick your child out and then sick the police on you. It's official imprisonment, false arrest, forcing medical procedures on people through fraud. It's racketeering. It's a serious crime. And the media runs this hoax every year. Every year that it's the law that you must take vaccines and that you will be jailed if you don't. The Austin American Statesman runs articles. Local radio, TV, where I live. And you know in your area you see it. And they have mass injections at city coliseums, at Zilker Park here in Austin, and the parents are on the news going, I don't like these shots and don't trust them, but I don't want to go to jail. And the media just plays along with it. Well, now in Alabama and other areas, remember the H1N1 we had newscast? They were accidentally shooting up the whole class without parental consent. This is incredible. So here's California going to your door with a bureaucrat and saying, I'm coming in to give them a shot. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no law. Just, I'm coming in to give them the shot. I'm coming in. Let's go ahead and go to this clip so you understand the magnitude of this. The police are coming to your door, folks. Here it is.
Up in the news, drastic measures to make sure every student is vaccinated in Natomas. School officials went door to door with a nurse offering the Tdap vaccine to meet a new state mandate.
Hello, how are you, ma'am?
Hi.
My name's Heyman Matlock. I'm with the Natomas Unified School District.
It's not easy going door to door making sure students are vaccinated.
Your daughter is on independent study.
Yeah.
Kayla, has she been verified with her Tdap?
No.
Okay. We were coming today to give her a Tdap if she hasn't had it done yet.
Get the off my house. Hey, Ms. Matlock, dealing with a lot of sticky situations.
You've got a mass hoax in front of everyone where they're acting like they're the good guys coming, saying we're going to give you shots outside of law. Now, we're going to our guest here in a moment, but I want to preface all this for new listeners to understand the magnitude of this fraud. They'll tell you in public school because they're getting federal kickbacks, it's the law, you got to take it, until you say, I know you got a waiver right there, and it's not even a waiver to a law. It's just a waiver for your regulations. Give it to me. But the courts have ruled you don't have to fill that out because you then sign the form and basically say you're a bad parent, which they then try to use with CPS to take your kids, and that's what this doctor did to our guests. We'll go to another clip of that in a moment where they're talking about injecting kids without parental consent on CNN and Fox. Those clips are coming up to let you know how serious this medical tyranny is. But Rachel Garman joins us from Pennsylvania, and I appreciate this sports and wellness director of a major institution. I'll just leave it at that. Joining us, nice lady, to tell us what happened to her, because these reports are now pouring in under a federal mandate, federalizing your doctors, your local police. Rachel, thank you for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Start from the beginning. Tell folks basically what happened to you in the doctor's office, what they tried to make you sign, and then the state police.
Okay. On January the 6th, I took my son to a pediatrician here in town.
Oh, your son, excuse me, not daughter.
Yeah. He is 2.5 years old, and he hasn't had any vaccinations. And I took him in for a well checkup, and everything was going fine. I came into the office. I told them my son was a new patient. I provided them with his insurance card as well as his Social Security card. They gave me some paperwork. I filled out all the paperwork, including release of medical forms for any previous doctors that he's ever been to. Went in, had the appointment with the doctor. Everything was going great. She said, you know, he seemed like a really healthy, well-developed child. And then she asked me for his immunization record, and I looked her in her eyes and told her that he has not received any immunizations, and that was a choice that my husband and I had made. And from there, things went kind of downhill. You know, of course, she tried to talk me into the vaccination. She told me about how, you know, these different outbreaks have occurred, and went on and on and on, and, you know, and I, again, just like took my stand and just said, you know, this is just the decision that we've made. And I said, you know, I've done a lot of research on this. You know, if there's any kind of new findings or new research out there that I should look into, you know, I'm willing to take a look into new research. I research all the time. So, you know, I felt like I was being pretty open. You know, we finished up the appointment. I mean, we were, seemed like we were having pretty good conversation. You know, she told me about how she had gone to Africa on medical missions trips, and I'd been to Africa before too. So, you know, I thought things were okay, and I left the office, and I had refused to sign the APA. It's like a disclosure statement or something of that nature, saying that, you know, I understand that not giving my child vaccinations could put them at harm for fatal disease or something of that nature.
Yeah, it's basically saying you agree you're a witch and should be burned at the stake. I mean, they're getting you to say, I'm a bad parent, I'm endangering my child, when the statistics are out there. The vaccines overall are more dangerous than all these supposed diseases out there, and they know that. You know, they won't tell people what's on those inserts. It's kind of like TSA telling their own employees, oh, there's no radiation from these scanners, and then they get caught lying. I mean, it's all part of this American Medical Association propaganda. So when you sign that, they then use that to try to sick the CPS on you by you agreeing that you're a bad parent.
Yeah, so I had done my research about that, and I knew that I didn't want to sign that. So I told her that I wasn't going to sign it. Again, I left the office, thought everything was okay, went back to work, went to my sister's house for the weekend. And when I got home on Sunday evening, I had two notes on my door from a state trooper asking that I call her immediately. So I tried to call. Of course, she wasn't on duty at, you know, 9:30 at night. So I had to wait till the following day. I got her on the telephone, and, you know, the state trooper, she was decent about the whole situation. She said, you know, this is really minor, but whenever I get a call like this, I do have to look into it. So, you know, you were at the pediatrician on Friday, correct? And I said, yes. And she said, well, we received a phone call that you refused to show your ID and that you were acting strangely. And I proceeded to tell the state trooper that I had never been asked for my ID, and I wasn't acting strangely. I said, what happened was I refused to give my child vaccinations, and I refused to sign the APA's form. And I'm assuming that's why the pediatrician called the police.
But let's stop right there. In America, you go in, fill out all the forms, they know your name, where you're at. They never ask for an ID when you go into the doctor. And then they call the police on you, and we're showing the letter on screen right now. One of the two notes will show the second one, where the trooper comes to your house because you're acting strangely, like the secret police, the thought police, to want to know why you are acting strangely. I mean, just amazing. So it's all this color of law intimidation, just like the California newscast, where they're saying, we're going to come on in and give you that shot now. Outside of law, just trying to bluff their way in. I mean, I understand you're a nice lady and you were friendly to the state trooper, but you were like, why are you coming to my house?
I was very offended, and I told the state trooper that I was highly offended. I was really shocked. I guess I shouldn't be, you know, in the day and age that we live, but I felt that my rights as a parent were violated. I felt like my privacy was violated. I felt very violated by the whole situation.
Well, look, this doctor, and of course you told me, I don't know why I got it in my head, it was a daughter of a son, you know, had been to pediatricians before. I guess you're going to a new pediatrician, and there never been an issue. I mean, I've been at the hospital and had three children. And I sit there and have discussions with the nurses going, we don't vaccinate either. You know, a nurse in Ward R got paralyzed. One of my crew members, his wife is a RN. And she talked about one lady they work with is completely paralyzed in a wheelchair, a young, beautiful woman, paralyzed. Other people, just in one hospital, the nurses, having Guillain-Barre, convulsions. I mean, it's on the insert. The H1N1, you can pull up countless articles, caused a tenfold increase in England in neurological disorders, didn't protect you from H1N1, doubled your chances of getting the regular seasonal flu. I mean, these are the numbers. These are the facts. CBS News, the polio vaccine just last year caused polio all over the world. It was live polio. I mean, over and over again, these companies have liability protection. They're a bunch of let me ask you this question. Why do you not vaccinate your son?
Well, I believe that vaccines are dangerous. There's dangerous side effects. They have mercury in them, so they're poisonous. I don't want mercury in my child. I don't want it in his brain. And I really feel that there is not conclusive evidence that disproves that vaccines can cause autism or ADD. I don't believe the so-called evidence of that. So I don't see any reason for it. I did have vaccines as a child, but my mother pulled my shot records out, and by the time I was 6 years old, I had had 12 shots. And if I were to follow the guidelines that they wanted for my son, by the time he was 6 years old, he would have 36 shots.
And some of those are more than 36. Some of those have triple compounds in them, so it's more like 50 plus. But expanding on that, vaccine makers have said their goal by 2020 is the average child by the age of 2 will be given over 100 different inoculations, pumping their body full of this garbage. And there's major scientific studies out. People can just type in scientific studies link vaccines to cancer, that it's making your immune system shut down to be pumped full of all of this. I mean, look at what's – and then they always lie. And I've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others on exposing this. She has the graph showing it. In the Western world by the 20s, open sewers were shut down. Hygiene was upped. Soap, sanitation, so diseases go way down. By the 50s, when vaccines get popular again, the diseases actually go back up a little bit. Not to what they were before, but they go up a little bit. I mean, we're living less now in the U.S. and in Europe. We have the highest cancer rates, and vaccines are a big, big part of it. Could vaccine science actually help sometimes? Yes. Is inoculation a real science? Yes. But when you're giving them hundreds of these things, and the companies, I mean, take the H1N1. It just came out, what we already knew, that it had piggyback viruses in it. Same thing with the Gardasil shot. Now we just showed a headline for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners can just Google Pennsylvania vaccine waiver form law, and it says it's not a law. But then we have articles where the news are reporting and telling parents, take your vaccines or go to jail. Let's put that Pennsylvania code back up there. Did she ever try to, this doctor, try to tell you it was the law, or did she just try to pressure you into doing it?
No, she never said that it was the law, but I did feel some pressure from her. I mean, I was in her office for an hour while she was going on and on. She gave me a lot of literature, and I told her I would take a look at it. But, I mean, I've looked at it all before, and, you know, I'm not sold on the vaccines. And at this point, I have chosen not to give my child any vaccinations. I did tell her that I had looked into an alternative schedule, and I was still doing some research about that. So I felt like I was being pretty open as far as, like, you know, I wasn't just shutting her down.
You don't deserve to have the police called on you. Now, let's be clear. We haven't made this clear here, but correct me if I'm wrong from talking to you at some length last night. Not only did the state police come to your house two different times over the weekend, and thank God you were at your sister's visiting and gone and left notes, the CPS was with them. So you see, when this doctor called you back and said, honey, I don't know what you're talking about, obviously she just wants to launch the CPS on you and then act like she didn't call in some type of neglect call, but that's clearly what happened. Let's explain. You didn't just have the state police visit, who were guaranteed going to try to force their way in, but the CPS was with them.
Right.
So we haven't explained. This is an open case, an open issue. Please continue.
Yes. When I got home, my neighbor came over and he said, hey, we were really concerned because the state police were here twice this weekend. And they also had, in Pennsylvania, it's called Children and Youth Services. They had a Children and Youth Services worker with them as well. And when, you know, you weren't home, they came to our door and they were asking questions about you and about your son.
Wow. What kind of questions did they ask you or ask your neighbor?
They asked, you know, do you know Rachel? Do you know how many kids she has?
Wow.
Do you know what kind of mom she is?
Oh.
Yeah.
Trolling for ways to take your children. And for this doctor, it's just nothing. Oh, she didn't take the shots. And here they come preemptively trying to get some dirt on you. Thank God you never had a problem with your neighbor, or they would use your neighbor's affidavit in their kangaroo eugenics court, their race hygiene health department court. That's what family courts are, set up 1910 New York, Rockefeller Foundation. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Nazi Germany was the model of that. They learned from us. I'm not trying to scare you, but for parents out there, the incredible creepiness. We should have started the interview with this. Not just police, but CPS, and asking your neighbors questions, and CPS will lie and even make stuff up. What else did your neighbor say they said?
Well, he really didn't speak to him. He told him, look, I'm not involved with this. I don't want to talk to you. And he pretty much shut the door on him.
Unbelievable. Now, this is obviously an open case now, but you are, again, a professional woman. You are very credible, and you're also attractive. I'm sure your husband is a, you know, comparable type person. I hope you go after him because this is a false report of neglect. This is official oppression. This is harassment. This is a violation of your medical privacy. This is a false report that you refuse to show an ID. She may even beat the rat, but she won't beat the ride. You need to file suit on that doctor to teach her a lesson. You need to go to the local media. If local media wants to talk to you, or if you want this story to get out there further, because I'm not trying to scare you, obviously, but these people are piranhas, Rachel. The best defense is a good offense. You need to go after them.
Right. I agree. And that's why I'm here telling my story, because I want America and I want other parents to know that this is happening and, you know, we need to be aware of it.
Oh, it makes my blood boil. I've seen poor families that don't know how to defend themselves like you, where they take the children, Rachel. Stay there. I want to come back and talk more about this. It makes my blood boil. This country is just a haven of unmitigated evil. And that I know the whole history of the CPS. I know the whole history of the health departments, the vaccines, all of it. I know about the racial hygiene laws, the kids being taken, these kangaroo courts. And if the general public knew what I knew or knew what you knew, our problems would be over very quickly. Our guest, straight ahead, victim of a secret police child snatcher.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, going back to Rachel Garman for another 10 minutes or so, then to your calls and other news I haven't covered. Rachel, I'm ranting here because you see a fraud, you see a hoax. You see the media lying and saying it's the law. You see California injecting children now without parental consent. I'm going to play a news clip of that in a moment. You see her saying he wouldn't show an ID and filing a fake police report on you. Sending CPS, who have a quota to grab children. I mean, these are child kidnappers. And this person thinks because they're part of the system that that's okay. Like, you're not a human being. Like, you're not going to fight back. We've got to start recognizing, because you're so polite, you're so nice, and you're saying, oh, the state police lady was real nice on the phone. Let's black her name out to be nice to her. And I don't understand why this doctor's like this. I was real nice to her. Again, you're a nice lady who knows enough to stand up for yourself. You're smart. You care about your son. Your husband cares. Your dad, you say, is a listener. But still, you've got this attitude like, why are they being mean to me? I haven't done anything wrong. They don't care. They're control freaks. They're sickening. And none of us are safe because they're gearing up with the Centers for Disease Control and the National, Department of Health, all of it. going door to door everywhere harassing people. And they're really gearing up for forced inoculation. They have the Emergency Centers Act. They have the Model Emergency Centers Act. They're trying to train police for forced inoculation. They're really gearing up for this. And that's why I'm telling folks the war is on. Because if you pull up the statistics, record numbers are not taking their vaccines. People are waking up to the horrors of the Gardasil deaths and Rick Perry and all of it. Any other points you'd like to add about all of this before I go to some more clips?
I understand. I guess I felt so violated, and I felt that if this was a lot of intimidation and, you know, her way of trying to force me to vaccinate my son, you know, obviously sending the state police to my house is not, you know, going to make me trust her. I mean, you know, as Americans, we think we should be able to trust our doctors, but obviously we can't.
Well, now they are agents of government. And they're being told to spy on parents. Pediatricians are told to spy and treat you as if you're guilty. The last three times, and my doctor's a listener, and my wife's doctor's a listener, you know, great lady, but still, at the nice hospital, new hospital we went to for the first child, and the two subsequent, I figured it out by the first time, the nurse would say, Alex, do you mind bringing this down to the first floor, this file for me? And I got the file and left. Me and my wife hadn't been arguing, nothing. I was all, you know, massaging her, oh, sweetie cake, all this. And I come back, and my wife goes, she was just asking me if we have money, if you abuse me. She was typing it into that computer on the side of the wall. The lady comes back in, and I said, hey, you know, this isn't guilty until proven innocent. I don't have a criminal record. I understand that. So that goes to the health department? You're filling out a report on me? And you know, she was like the head nurse, and she, like, narrowed her eyebrows, like, ooh. Like, it's weird to even be able to think and know what I'm doing to you. Ooh. And I said, hey, listen, let me explain how this is going to work. I'm a syndicated radio host. It turned out some of the other nurses were listeners. And I said, you better dot your I's and cross your T's. Now, the next two times when they do it, years later, different nurses, I'd say, oh, no, you can take that down there. You can go ahead and ask her the questions, you know, whether I beat her or not, right here in front of me. And then they're like, well, I usually ask this with you out of the room. And I go, look, see, it's all this, it's this whole world about fooling us and manipulating us. And look, for 40 years now, this year, 2012, for 40 years worldwide in every industrialized country, they take blood from babies at birth and put it in a global database. I knew this 16 years ago when a nurse gave it to me from one of the Department of Defense bases in San Antonio, declassified 3 years ago. The medical system is a tyranny that thinks we're animals and they do whatever they want. Were you aware of the blood grabbing they do of babies at birth?
Is that where they want you to do the stem? They want to take a stem and they tell you that if your child ever gets certain diseases, they'll be able to cure them?
No. Yeah. No, that's a big money-making deal where it turns out now they don't usually finish the procedures quick enough for women so they can, you know, get that stem cell fluid out of the placenta and umbilical cord. No. This is blood of all children. You know, they take ampules of blood and they go, we're sending this to the health department. Sign this form to check for blood diseases. They don't check for blood diseases. It goes to the Department of Defense.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And then they sell the data to companies who then, when your child 30 years later needs a surgery or a DNA treatment, they tell them, oh, this company bought your blood. It owns your DNA now. So it's just going to be $200,000 for the procedure instead of $5,000.
That's terrible.
I know that sounds crazy in science fiction. It's because we are in science fiction. Now, let me just stop right there. What else? I mean, did you bring up why are the CPS here? Are you coming back? Or, I mean, did they say they're coming back? Did they say we want to meet with you? Have you learned the name of the child-grabbing ghoul they sent with the police?
No, I haven't heard anything back from them. Actually, the state trooper, I had even offered, I said, my son's in school right now. Would you like to talk to one of his teachers? She said, no, that's not necessary. You know, she basically... I took it as though that was the end of it. So, but I did try to call the doctor immediately, and she didn't return my phone call for 2 days. because I did want to confront her as to why she called the state police and, you know, Children and Youth Services. Like I said, I didn't hear back from her for 2 days until I received a voicemail because I was at work where on the voicemail she just says, Rachel, I got your message. Not really sure why you're calling. We'd really just like to have his growth charts. I know you said there's not any immunization records.
Oh, yeah, they always act like it's no big deal when they're trying to wreck your life because they care about you. In fact, you do have that audio on your phone, don't you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to say the town you're in? Do you want to give out your email for locals that may want to support you or local media that may want to march into that doctor's office?
Actually, I just checked my phone. I've already been receiving some emails from local media. So apparently they're listening and they know where I am. I mean, people do know my name around here because, you know, I'm pretty active in the community and also in, you know, helping people to become more healthy. So
that's right. You're a well-known person in the community. We're not going to get into your profession or exactly where you work because that's separate. But you're very well-known in the community.
Yeah, I feel like that. I mean, I grew up here. I did move away for some time and recently moved back here. But, I mean, it's a pretty small, close-knit community. Everybody pretty much knows everybody. So
yeah, I think they picked on the wrong person. Do you want to say the name of your town?
I'm here in Starr County, very close to State College, if anybody's familiar with Penn State University. So.
Wow. So they're in the Happy Valley, I guess.
Yes.
Still going after people's children in one way or another.
Right.
What are you planning to do if the CPS shows back up?
Well, I won't let them in, of course. You know, I mean, I'll answer the door. I'll talk to them. I mean, as a matter of fact, I have a lot of friends that are CPS workers here. I have a lot of friends that are social workers for the county government. So,
well, to be clear, social workers are one thing that are helping old people or whatever. But more and more statistically, they have bounties on kids. And let me tell you, CPS is not to be trifled with. You may know some of these people, but I tell you, they are as dangerous as a barrel of snakes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust them. They're not going to come into my house. It's not that I have anything to hide, but there's no reason for them to come into my house.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fishing expedition. They've already are spying on you. Let's expand on this, though. I want to play a clip for you. This is a clip from National News. And I forget the source. I'll give you the source once we play it. Here's a clip where they're on, and the governor did sign this bill, debating injecting children without parental consent in California. And they're now doing it. The state now in California says they own your children, and they've even said that in federal and state court trying to ban homeschooling. Here is that clip.
Parents are legally accountable for any adverse events, adverse reactions that occur from the vaccine. Federal bureaucrats, government bureaucrats should not be making decisions for parents.
Lisa, we do know that there are vaccine injuries that happen from vaccines. Should parents know when their 12-year-olds are getting a medical treatment that could be risky?
Well, already in California and other states across the country, children are already receiving medical benefits that their parents aren't aware of, birth control, abortions, events where there could be a severe adverse reaction, even leading to death, like in cases of abortion.
So shouldn't their parents know about that? Lisa?
Yes?
Shouldn't parents, you're making the case that there are risky things that 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds are experiencing. Shouldn't their parents know about those?
Well, I think parental consent starts in the home. Every day our teenagers are doing things to risk their health. They're having sex. They're experimenting with drugs. They're acting cavalier. If we have an open line of communication with our children, then this bill should not threaten parents.
All right, let's stop right there. That's CNN. This is the incredible spin that we now face where, well, they're using drugs, they're having abortions. Let us inject 11, 12-year-olds without their parents knowing. And they spin it like parents shouldn't be threatened by this. I mean, it's so creepy that we put up with so much that now the CPS and state police come to your house because you don't want to shoot up your 2.5-year-old son with whatever the drug companies lobby them to give you. or now in California, they just shoot them up at the school and don't even care. Used to, it was always an accident. Oh, we didn't know you hadn't agreed to give them this new shot. Just amazing. What do you think of that clip with that woman just straight-faced saying, of course parents don't need to know. That's crazy.
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, you're not old enough to vote until you're 18. You're not old enough to buy a pack of cigarettes. I mean, so why is it that you're old enough to decide that you want a vaccine or an abortion or any other of these crazy things that they're giving to kids? I don't understand that.
Well, look, if we don't start standing up to these people and realize how we've been wronged, more and more doctors are going to be used like they were in Nazi Germany to oppress people. And, well, the doctor said, I mean, if you look at sterilizations, did you know social workers were set up for the family courts to carry out forced sterilizations outside of a regular court for U.S. citizens? Are you aware of the eugenics laws that 35-plus states had in the U.S.?
I mean, in regards to Planned Parenthood and an abortion and trying to wipe out African Americans.
Well, exactly. That's where it all came from, but it was done to poor whites and others as well. But that's where the family courts came from. I mean, these aren't even real courts. I mean, that's why the CPS person just shows up and starts trying to find some dirt. It's all just made up so they can get their clutches on your son.
Not my son.
What does your husband think of this?
He definitely, actually, when I was pregnant, my husband is the one that brought this information to my attention because, you know, I was raised here in central Pennsylvania. I mean, you grow up, you get vaccines, you do this, you do that, whatever. But my husband brought this to my attention while I was pregnant, and I spent a lot of time researching it, and we both made this decision that we would not vaccinate our child. And we've stood by that decision, and he stands by that decision today. You know, he's been with me before when we've been questioned by doctors and things of that nature. You know, when we were living in Ohio, we were also questioned or really harassed by a doctor there. And
yeah, what you do is you Google non-vaccinating doctors, and you'll find doctors in every major town. You have to drive 50 miles, you know, who live in a real world. But when they do get in your face, I would just pull out all the major reports and mainline info. I got reports today about kids dying from H1N1 and others, and say, hey, don't give me vaccine company propaganda. Here's the facts. Or will you sign a form saying if my child's hurt, you're liable? Don't tell me to sign a form that I'm bad. Put the shoe back on your foot, punk.
You know what? I like that idea, and you're right. I should go when I go to the doctor. Well, actually, now from this situation, I've come to find out that I really should just be taking my son to like a general practitioner, family doctor, rather than a pediatrician, because their main purpose is to enforce the CDC's regulations. So,
well, exactly. It's indentured servitude, and doctors are just letting this happen now, where the federal government through the state tells you what to do and how to operate and what processes, what treatments you can offer. I mean, it's the end of regular medicine, and they're just being turned into little government bureaucrats.
Right. I have a healthy child. You know, I just wanted to be a good mom, take my son to his well checkup, and, you know, I wasn't expecting all this to happen. But I do plan on trying to find another doctor here in the area that, you know, that we'll be able to work with, that I can take my son to get, you know, regular well checkups, get him weighed, get his height taken, that kind of thing.
What about suing this doctor, and then you can have the staff there and all of them in deposition saying, we didn't ask for an ID, and then there's the false report right there. I mean, this is a false report on you. I mean, she sent people there who are looking to take your child. I mean, this is an attack.
I totally agree, and I will contact my lawyer.
Yeah, you need to go after him, I'm telling you, and there are other lawyers that specialize in this. Because if we don't get on the offense with them, they're just going to sit there and think it's normal. I mean, I hear national talk show hosts saying, take everybody's kids that don't vaccinate. I've got three children. They've never been vaccinated. They're not sickly like all the other kids I know that have been. And because you cannot trust these companies. We've got 1 minute left. I really appreciate you spending time with us, Rachel. Anything else that you'd like to add?
I would just like to add that my child is very healthy. He's only ever had one ear infection in his life. As far as colds, coughs, he really doesn't get them. He's really the healthiest 2.5-year-old that I know. More energetic, lively. He's fabulous. He's wonderful. And, even the doctor agreed that he was, very healthy and developing well. So, and he's doing all that without vaccinations. So.
Without mercury being injected, into them. I mean, I would ask the doctor, okay, well, they want 50 shots now. How about 200? How about 300? How about, I mean, it's destroying their immune systems. That's why we're so sickly now. I mean, now with antibiotics, they've got totally drug-resistant TB in India. I mean, there's no end to what these doctors are doing.
Yes, I agree, and that's why I'm not going to let it happen to my son. My mother actually died last year of cancer.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm convinced that the main reason why my mother developed cancer was because she was put on antibiotics her entire life. She's spent her entire life.
Oh, that's definitely linked to it. Well, Rachel Garman, we need more mothers and fathers and parents like you. We appreciate your courage to not just lay down to these ghouls. God bless you. I'll say bye to you in the break. More calls coming up straight ahead. We'll be back, Infowars.com.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Tyranny is at the heart of the New World Order. It's the eugenics, everything. And the system knows exactly what they're doing. They've got these dingbat doctors who are control freaks, many of them, who do whatever they're told. But you know what? We're getting the fluoride pulled out of the water. We're getting the bisphenol A pulled out of the plastics. And we're going to keep winning and winning and winning. We don't care if you laugh at us. We don't care what you say. We're standing up to you, you creepy, weirdo bootlickers. All right, I'm going to do this segment in the official radio show, but do 5 more minutes overdrive for internet only for people that are still holding. Let's go to Gus in California. Gus, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I've been a listener for a long time, and I finally picked up the phone. But all you fluoride heads out there, you know, conspiracy nuts, I say, I took my children to the football game, Omaha, and then I took them to the doctor and had their stomachs opened up. And, you know, Alex, you know, that fluoride's working, all their teeth in there were all white and shiny.
I appreciate your call, Gus. I tell you, good to hear from you. Jay in Utah. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead. Moving quick here.
Yes, just a quick statement and then a quick question for you. People really need to focus on helping Ron Paul win. You know, his focus on state rights will help prevent some of these mandates that were the horror subject of the horror story that you just the last guest. There's a money bomb going on right now. People can phone from home to help the campaign.
Hey, Ron Paul is now in national polls. It's up at Infowars.com. As he's getting out to everybody, is the most electable person against Obama. He's gaining points on Romney. He's in second place. And the parrots just keep saying, cannot win, cannot win, cannot win. We are the mind controllers. Do as we say, do as we say. It's the law to take the shots. It's the law to take the shots. We're a pack of liars. We're a pack of liars. And I'm just like, you know, shut up, Polly. Shut up. Shut up. I hear you. We got to get behind Ron Paul because win, lose, or draw, it's opening up people's minds to real issues. Anything else?
I was just wanted to say I was appalled at the bloodlust that was evident in the debate. This is around the point where Ron Paul was talking about a golden rule of foreign policy. And there was just bloodlust in some of the people who were clapping or booing at that, but clapping at the other comments of the other candidates talking about just take us to war. They haven't learned anything.
They have not
learned from history.
People, I heard talk show hosts this morning on the radio locally saying, Ron Paul's crazy. We do steal the oil. We need the goodies they have. Kill them. And they weren't joking. And they were saying that's the way it is. These morons don't know. The oil companies have shut off most of the oil in the West and Alaska more than all the Middle East combined, and that we pay for wars so that they can sell the oil to Asia and Europe. I mean, these idiots out there, you think big bankers that run our military are killing people to give you something, you moron idiots? They hate you more than they hate those Iraqis and Iranians, you idiots. I mean, they're just morons. They're idiots. And I hear you, the bloodlust, but you noticed on the Twitter feeds, no one was buying Romney, and he was getting torn up. I should have covered that more. Anything else?
No, thank you.
I tell you, folks, you think torture, secret arrest is cute? I mean, man, they're going to take everything we got, folks. These criminals are up there selling tyranny, selling torture, selling secret arrest, selling all this evil. Because they need to be out in the open with it to get you to go along with it. They need to get normalized pure evil. I mean, the media, the so-called media, universally lies and says it's the law to take shots. I mean, they think you're morons. They think you're idiots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.